I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. We have a Twin Cities group here, Nicholas Mrzynski and the Phelan Band. So welcome. Thanks for coming, Nicholas.
Thank you.
Now, is it Nicholas or Nick or?
Nicholas.
Okay. We're going to hear a song from you guys, and then we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit about your latest album and the show. How do you want to start things out today?
We're going to play a tune called What's This?
All right.
Hey, now. Outside of the balance, be careful what you wish for. There's a method to it. I'm describing until it happens. I can feel my heartbeat pulsing in the back of my back. I can feel it in my stomach, like I've been down this choice before. Crossed with possibilities, ascending and descending, staying true. And what's this that's so familiar? Tell me, what's this, the ways we go on? What's this, two sides of the same coin? What's this, the world? Been completely different for each and every one of us, and in that difference, we're all the same. Yeah. We're all trying to put it out there for everyone, for you. Want to be seen by you, want to be loved by you, for our ideas and for our gifts, and to share. Share these recipes of life, and what's this that's so familiar? Tell me, what's this? The ways we go on. Yeah. What's this? Two sides of the same coin. Yeah. What's this? The world we think we know.
Nicholas Mrzynski and the Phelan Band on KUMD. And having a little trouble there with the piano sound. So here's what I think we're going to do. Let's play Cut Off the Album, and we'll see if we can, because that sounded great, but the piano is kind of a cool thing that you do, and we want to hear that too. So how does that sound? Let's play Cut Off the Album. And
all right.
Do you want to suggest one?
Predictable.
All right, we're going to hear Predictable from Nicholas Mrzynski and the Phelan Band here from their latest disc, Together We're Stronger.
Hey, Christine, I'm not here.
intelligent and emotional. Let me be, I'm ready now. Not so easy to define. Though your music just before the water boils, it whispers and echoes like ice. Smooth to my thoughts, I can't quite place, but they're all too familiar. I'm still reminding you, only now it doesn't hurt. I move to acceptance, and it's across my body in flashes of your beauty and color.
That was Nicholas Mrozinski on KUMD from his album Together We're Stronger. And we have Nicholas and the Phelan Band here in our studios. And we'll try another one in just a minute here. But let's chat a little bit first here. Nicholas, you've got a couple of guys with you. You want to introduce them?
Yeah, we got Maxophone on the sax and Dylan on the guitar.
Well, thanks for coming in, you guys. So let's hear a little bit about your background. I think this is the first time you've been in here, Nicholas. So tell us where you're from and all that background stuff.
From the cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis area, and just kind of, I had a four-piece that I was playing with that we really stuck together with, and then that kind of, everybody kind of just like went their own way. And throughout the years of playing as the Phelan Band, we had a lot of people that would always say, we want to play with you, we want to do this stuff. And I'd always be like, all right, and finally, the opportunity presented itself to do that, and we put together 40 different musicians from the St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Cloud, Minnesota area, and kind of put it together, so to speak.
Yeah, and really great results on this album.
Thank you.
Now, I just want to let people know, because they're familiar with some of these bands, you also played with Tiga Lexi.
Yeah.
I was a little confused about that, because I was like, oh, this guy has the Phelan Band, too. And then in reading up on you, I realized that you actually have the nickname The Phelan. Where does that come from?
I honestly don't know, to be honest with you. I came back from Colorado in 2004, started playing with the White Iron Band, and it just kind of came through that time frame.
So you played with those guys, another band that might be familiar to our listeners, and with Tiga Lexi. And then you've done some different kinds of albums as well. Like you did a guitar album, right?
A buddy of mine I went to school with. He was doing a project for his like music school, and we just kind of used his hours, and his final was just to record a CD, so we did that. And that's, the guitar one, and then we have a piano one, and then the four-piece one with the guys I was talking about earlier.
Okay, so you've done kind of a variety of things, which is pretty cool. All right, we're going to try another song here, and hopefully we can get these piano issues working out, because that's one of the highlights of the album is getting to hear you play piano there. So we are going to give that a try. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, can we just get a little bit more?
Yeah, just a little bit more, please. Hey now.
All right.
Hey now.
Nicholas Mrozinski along with the Phelan Band on KUMD.
Yeah. Tune's called Window 6.
Walk with peace, yes, son. I've moved to the memories
grabbed me and forced me to stop. Everything, I forgot the melody to come back here. Yeah. I had this idea to have a son in me in a dream. And I lost the words in this world. Life returns harder. Disbelief, let me not feel the pain. Past jumping conclusions, life distracted. Woke up, came to move past it. Hold on, not so fast yet. Yeah. Let there's anything I seen that it never seems the same. Moving through the days, different ways, different ways. Life in a spice a thousand times over. From the old country, to the old country, from a second to just back.
Nicholas Mrzynski and the Phelan Band here on KUMD. Well, okay, so you mentioned a little bit about the album. You had like 40 people from different bands. Now,
in his basement.
In whose basement?
Dylan's
basement?
Yeah, my basement, yeah.
Wow.
His basement.
Do you have a big basement?
It's pretty big. It's fun. It's a cool place to jam and record.
It's got carpet on the walls.
Well, that's the sign of a good recording studio right there. Carpet on the walls.
And fun.
So just people that you know from spending your time in the music scene down there?
Yeah, people that I've looked up to, people that I really enjoy playing with. Yeah, people that I know, all of it. Mentors, inspiration, mm-hmm. friends, buddies, good time and pals.
Mm-hmm. Now, that particular song that you guys just did. Now, what was the name of that one?
Window of Sage.
Mm-hmm. The first cut on the album. Mm-hmm. And who helped out on that one on the album? Anybody in particular?
Castino.
Chris Castino, Maxophone, Dan Ristrom. What was his name? Chris, the fiddle player?
I don't know.
48.
He's what about the drummer, too? Paul.
Paul Grill. Mm-hmm. Paul Grill on the skins.
Mm-hmm. He plays with Teague.
Yeah, he plays with Teague. He's actually on the road with the Hobel Nipples.
Yeah, they were just in here not too long ago.
Nice.
So do you primarily do solo stuff usually, or do you always have a band with you?
Kind of all of it. Mm-hmm. That's the cool thing about the whole feeling experience is, it can come from one guy to a duo, to a trio, to a four-piece, to five of us to 13 piece to 27,000 people.
So the Feelin' Band just refers to whoever happens to be playing with you at that time. Okay. Mm-hmm. How'd you get hooked up with these guys, with these characters?
Dylan came to a show. I've known Dylan, like, I'd watch his band Gold Standard play for a while, and he came to a show and asked if I wanted to do some recording and came over and changed my life. And Max Form, I'm trying to think of how we met.
Nomad back in the day.
That was kind of the hazy times, but yeah. I'm trying to think of when we just got together, I don't know. We've always been laughing together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you just said he said, let's do some recording, and it changed your life. And yeah. What do you mean by that?
It just changed the whole game, all of it. Just from playing to, like, how I look at playing to who I'm playing with to the skill to all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that just from working with him or just having the opportunity to?
Yeah, I think both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is it that Dylan here contributed to?
Quite a bit.
What do you think, Dylan? What did you contribute?
I love you, man.
I love you too.
Man, I love you.
I love you too.
Because that's kind of a big thing when you say something like that.
Well,
that's
the truth.
And
I tell him all the time on the phone. I still tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I saw Nick in a bar playing. I saw him a bunch playing, but I just was like, this guy's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I came over, and I guess I didn't try to beat around the bush, and I didn't like. Just kind of said, hey, we need to do this. Let's do this. Let's work on this. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And we just did it. And mm-hmm. I think for the timing in his life and my life, it worked out just really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to put out something really nice.
Now, one thing about you, Nicholas, your voice. You just have this voice that you hear it and it's just, wow. It's so distinctive, you know.
Thank you.
You're very blessed with that.
And thank you.
Now, you were talking about that stuff and reading up on your background. You did kind of have a low point in your life and you kind of made the decision to kind of make some changes. Was this all part of that?
It was like in the middle of the changes, yeah.
Okay.
And that's why I also do kind of change it just because, it was just, I started to make some decisions and make some changes just with playing music and being in the bars all the time and had to change the game.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about that because one of the things that you is mentioned in your bio, you lost 100 pounds in like a year. Is
mm-hmm.
that okay?
Because mm-hmm.
It's hard to be healthy when you're playing music, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stay healthy? Is that something you have to work at?
Yeah, I hit the gym quite a bit actually, mm-hmm. and watch what I eat and put the drinking on the shelf for 90% of the time, and doing a lot of meditation and prayer.
And what effect has that all had on your music?
I think a lot. It creates a depth to it and a message to it that I've been searching for that I think I'm starting to kind of find, but I still have to chase it.
Okay. Well, I want to hear another song from you guys. What do you want to play?
This is a tune called For Yourself.
Okay. It's Nicholas Mrzynski and the Feelin' Band on KUMD.
Bye. ideas and with others.
Another one from Nicholas Mrzynski and the Phelan Band here on KUMD. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
You know, let me see. I think I do have some more questions for you, though. Now, you have your own record label. Is that right, Nicholas?
Yeah, Wake the World.
Wake the World. And kind of an eco-conscious thing going on with it. And it sounds like you kind of have that sort of a, I don't want to say spiritual, but, well, is that fair to say? Kind of a vibe going through.
Yeah, scared of that.
Through your music, through what you're trying to do with your record label.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things are you trying to do?
Just remind people that there's a lot more going on than it is, and take time to slow down and take time to listen to what moves you.
And that's a lesson that you've learned for yourself, and you just want to kind of share that, it sounds
like.
Yeah,
well, I've also just heard, too, like when people come up and they say the music's either helped them through a breakup, helped them through a death in the family, a birth in the family, and just that it helps a lot, and so trying to keep that going and find ways to do that, you know, have a message that kind of moves too, so instead of, yeah.
So the album, how long did it take you to make it?
Year. Over a year.
Over a year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And was that, what was the process for it?
Basically consisted of Monday through Wednesday nights. And then I'd come in and do something, and then Dylan would work his magic, and we'd get other people coming in, and then that was the treat, huh?
Yeah, and we were both having kids, too, so we'd take, like, a month
break.
Yeah,
Dylan had a baby in the middle of one, and I had my son was, like, a year, 6 months, 8 months.
Okay.
He's two now, so, yeah. Yeah, being parents as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow, there's another thing that'll change your perspective.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Wow. So it took you about a year. It was released earlier this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you have all the songs, like, all there ready to go, or did you work on more as you were doing the project? Or?
I'm sorry, I don't really understand.
When you started recording the album, did you have, like, a set of songs already that you knew were going to be on it?
Kind of. We just would kind of bring the ideas to Dee, and then we'd say yay or nay. And there's still a couple that actually didn't make it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make the cut, but
are you already thinking about the next project? I know this one's not very old, but
yeah, we already got. Yeah, we're actually working on some demo stuff and got a couple ideas.
Okay,
floating in the banks.
All right, now did you guys want to do one more? For
yeah, if we
us
got
today?
Time.
Yes, we definitely have time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, no problem. It's Nicholas Mrzynski.
Back to begin. Hey now.
That one.
Yeah.
I can feel the heart. when you want to be. I'll be your wall. Through confusion and laughter, let's wrap ourselves in chains. Bet on the stars again to make this moment last. Bet on the stars.
Nicholas Mrzinski and the Phelan Band on KUMD. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Great to have you here.